It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. In North Carolina tonight, a defeat for advocates of same-sex marriage. Voters there have approved an amendment to the state constitution that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Joining us from Raleigh is Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio. She's at a victory party for supporters of the amendment. And Jessica, tell us what exactly is in this amendment. What will it do?
The amendment would ban marriages between same-sex couples, and it would also ban civil unions as well as domestic partnerships. It's a much more far-reaching measure than just a ban on same-sex marriage. And, of course, it is a constitutional amendment, and now it will become part of the state constitution.
This amendment in North Carolina has drawn national attention, and nationally recognized figures have become part of the debate there. Talk about the people and the groups who are trying to influence the vote there today.
Well, on one side against the measure, President Obama has spoken out against it. Former President Bill Clinton has also spoken out against the measure. On the other side of those who support the measure, many religious groups have been organizing, and probably the most recent well-known religious leader who came out in support of the measure was the Reverend Billy Graham, who, of course, is right here in North Carolina. I guess one of the reasons why so many people have sat up and taken note of what's happening in North Carolina is that North Carolina is the only southern state, or has been up until now, the only southern state not to have an amendment banning marriage in its constitution. And for supporters of the measure, North Carolina was the last piece of the puzzle, so to speak, in a region that's very, very important to them.
There was already a law on the books there in North Carolina that also banned gay marriage, correct?
That's correct. There already is a state statute that bans gay marriage, but supporters of the measure believe that by adding an amendment to the state constitution, that will ensure that there will be no judicial challenges to the state statute. So that's why they say it was so important to them to try to get this amendment passed.
And what was voter turnout like today?
Voter turnout was heavier, apparently, than it was in the 2008 election, Voter turnout was heavier than it was in the 2008 primary, according to the State Board of Elections. But the people who came to the polls, at least in early voting, were different. This time around, white women and white Republican men were the two largest groups of people who voted early. So there was a very high turnout for a primary election, but we saw different groups of people at the polls.
And by how big a margin did this amendment to the Constitution on same-sex marriage, by how big a margin did it pass?
Right now, I believe it passed by about 60%, and that was pretty close to what public policy polling, a Democratic-leaning pollster, predicted. They predicted that it would pass somewhere between 55 to 60% support.
And is there anything that would undo this vote today, any legal recourse?
It's possible that there could be lawsuits brought against the measure. Right now, we haven't heard any announcements that any group is planning to do that, but that certainly is a possibility.
Okay, Jessica, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's Jessica Jones of North Carolina Public Radio reporting on a new change to North Carolina's constitution. Voters there today approved an amendment that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman.